T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
On News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, we've got Friday the 13th in the rearview mirror. Let's look up on a Monday morning.
Oh, it's the day before income tax deadline day. Oh. Here's Rick Applegate. Good morning.
Good morning, fellas. High hopes for earnings season to be a catalyst that lifts the stock market did not materialize following Friday's earnings announcements from a group of major banks. J.P. Morgan Chase, the country's biggest bank based on assets, released quarterly profits that were slightly less than expected. Its stock fell 2.7%. Citigroup shares were 1.6% lower despite beating profit estimates. And Wells Fargo sank 3.4% because of a $1 billion fine the bank will pay to resolve unscrupulous customer practices. The S&P financial sector's loss of 1.6% led the day's market decline of 7 points for the Standard & Poor's 500. The Dow Industrials were off 122 points, 0.5%, and the Nasdaq fell 33 points. Despite Friday's lower close for the major U.S. indexes, the week was positive, with the S&P 500 up almost 2%, the Nasdaq gained 2.75%, and the Dow advanced 1.8%. Hanging over Wall Street was the U.S. response to Syria and President Assad's gassing of his own people. The airstrikes on Damascus that occurred Friday night appear to have been set aside this morning on Wall Street. Stock futures are positive at my last check, but the challenge for stocks in the weeks ahead is whether the good news about earnings and the economy can displace the distraction of market-moving headlines, and there are many of them. That's where we'll begin the financial day, fellas.
Have a great Monday.
Thank you.
Money Talk with Rick Applegate, certified financial planner and registered investment advisor, and his team of experienced professionals provide investment advice, financial planning, and fiduciary guidance. 412-227-2800.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.